Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1057, Spend on the Things You Do Every Day, by April Dykman with GetRichSlowly.org. And I am Dan, I'm your host here at Optimal Finance Daily, where I read to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And a happy Friday to you. Thanks for joining us once again, or for the first time if you happen to be just discovering the show today. I've got a guest post today from the site Get Rich Slowly. Also, if you didn't know, we give away books on Instagram pretty frequently, so if you're not yet following us on there, you can find us at Old Podcast. But for now, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Spend on the Things You Do Every Day, by April Dykman with GetRichSlowly.org. I used to be guilty of spending money on the life I thought I lived, rather than the life I was actually living. To illustrate what I mean, consider the following past expenditures. Snowboarding apparel for my first and only snowboarding trip to date. Evening dresses from bluefly.com. Yes, they were purchased at a big discount, but I had nowhere to wear them. A mountain bike. I was so dedicated to riding for about 3 months. Last week, I read an article on the Psychology Today blog titled, What You Do Every Day Matters More Than What You Do Once in a While, written by Gretchen Rubin, author of The Happiness Project. The main point of the article is that people are happiest when they make decisions based on their daily life, not the life they lead every once in a while. From the article, quote, in his fascinating book, House Lust, Daniel McGinn notes that market researchers use the term maximum use imperative to describe the fact that people will often buy something to accommodate a use that they need only rarely. Along the same lines, I've noticed that when making decisions, I tend to give too much thought to what I do once in a while and not enough weight to what I do every day. For example, I wear running shoes 29 days out of the 30 days a month, yet I have 3 pairs of black flats and only 1 pair of running shoes. End quote. Maximum use imperative doesn't just affect happiness, though. It also affects your bottom line. Buying for someone else's life. It struck me that spending money on the things I used to do once in a while was a large part of why I wasn't saving money, or at least spending on the things that really mattered. And yes, that led to a lot of unhappiness. For example, as I mentioned earlier, I used to buy clothing for someone else's lifestyle. I had clothes for snowboarding, cocktail parties, and mountain biking. I had several winter coats and countless pairs of gloves, and I live in Texas. Who knows how much I spent over the years buying new apparel every time a new hobby interested me, or picking up a little black dress without so much as an event on my calendar. Not only was the money wasted, but it also chipped away at my happiness. I had a closet full of clothes and nothing to actually wear. I also had to look at the result of my spending habits every morning when I got dressed, which only made me feel bad. Then one day, I had enough. I started cleaning out my closet and pared it down so much that my husband and I now use the same small closet, a huge accomplishment if you knew me 10 years ago. I'm not perfect in this regard, but I do ask myself if I'll really wear something before I buy it, and I walk away more often than not, which surprisingly feels pretty good. House rich, lifestyle poor. Another example of maximum use imperative is the person who buys too much house so he can host the entire family during the holidays. This isn't far-fetched. I know more than one person who's done it. It's a lovely sentiment to want your entire family under one roof, and a gracious thing to offer to host them. But if you're a family of three and you buy enough house to accommodate 15 plus people, That's a huge expense you'll pay all because of a few days during the holiday season. The mortgage payments will be higher, not to mention taxes, interest, insurance, utilities, and then the time or money spent to clean a larger house. Instead, if you think about your family's daily needs and go with a smaller house, you'll have more options, which might include the following: moving somewhere more central, paying for location instead of square footage, paying off your mortgage faster, buying a smaller house and using the extra money to travel, saving the money you'd spend on a larger house for long-term goals, retirement, and other investments. On a day-to-day basis, one of those options will probably make you much happier. Then, during those few days of the year when your family's in town, you can find a way to make things work. Better to structure your life and your spending around the other 362 days of the year. Invest in your real life. I just returned from a trip to Italy and Spain, and I was tempted more than once by a great sweater or scarf that I saw in a shop window. One of my travel companions said, "You're here, just get it so you won't think about it later." I thought about it for a second, and then I remembered that I have more than enough sweaters and scarves and decided I'd rather spend the money on tickets to a museum or a round of churros and chocolate, or maybe just save it toward the next trip. As Ruben writes, quote, "We're happiest when our decisions most closely match our natures and our values," end quote. And that's definitely applicable to our spending decisions. Instead of spending money on the things you use once in a while, ask yourself how often you'll need something before you buy it. Then invest in your day-to-day life, not your fantasy life. You just listened to the post titled "Spend on the Things You Do Every Day" by April Dykman with GetRichSlowly.org.
If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
And that's going to do it for today. I hope you have a great day and that your weekend's off to a terrific start. I thank you again for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow reading to you. That's where your optimal life awaits.